Fed Chair Kevin Warsh gave an interview this week that I want to spend some time on because it's revealing about where the Federal Reserve's leadership sees the economy going. Warsh, who replaced Jerome Powell earlier this year, called AI a transformative force and said the United States will be a big winner from AI-driven productivity growth. That's a bullish macro call from the central bank's top official, and it has real implications for how the Fed is thinking about interest rates and growth potential.
Warsh's framing matters because it suggests the Fed under his leadership may be more willing to tolerate what would otherwise look like above-trend growth without automatically reaching for rate hikes as a response. If AI is genuinely driving productivity gains, if output per worker is rising, then the economy can grow faster without inflation. That's the optimistic scenario, and Warsh seems to believe it. Trump simultaneously called the existing Fed board hostile toward Warsh, which is an unusual situation where the president is publicly backing his own nominee against the rest of the institution.
Trump's CNBC comments about AI regulation are worth noting here. He said AI needs some guardrails, but as little as possible, framing minimal regulation as necessary to staying ahead of China. That's a coherent competitive argument, but it papers over the domestic risks of unregulated AI deployment, labor displacement, financial market manipulation, the prediction market fraud we'll discuss later, and the potential for AI systems to be used in ways that concentrate power.
Speaking of power concentration, let's bring in the antitrust angle, because this is a good moment to ground some of what we discuss in the underlying legal framework. Marcus, you want to walk through how antitrust actually works in this context?
Happy to. The basic framework comes from the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890, which has two core provisions. Section 1 prohibits agreements that restrain trade, think price-fixing cartels. Section 2 prohibits monopolization, meaning the willful acquisition or maintenance of monopoly power in a relevant market. The key word there is willful. Simply being very big and successful is not illegal. What's illegal is using anti-competitive conduct to build or preserve dominance. The classic analogy is, if you make the best pizza in town and everyone buys it, that's fine. If you pay suppliers not to sell ingredients to your competitors, that's Section 2. When people say a company has an illegal monopoly, they're often confusing market share, which can be entirely legitimate, with anti-competitive conduct. The DOJ's case against Google, for instance, is not about Google being large. It's about whether Google paid device manufacturers to pre-install its search engine in ways that foreclosed competition. That distinction matters enormously for how we think about AI market concentration, because OpenAI, Anthropic, and Meta right now have high market share in a relatively new market, but that's not automatically an antitrust problem. It becomes one if they use that position to prevent competitors from accessing the market on equal terms.
That framework applies directly to what's happening with Microsoft's AI investments. Microsoft announced a $2.5 billion subsidiary specifically designed to help corporations deploy AI systems. This is interesting because it's not primarily a model development play. Microsoft already has that through OpenAI. It's an enterprise integration and professional services play. They're essentially building the consulting and implementation layer for AI adoption, which is where a lot of the long-term revenue will actually flow.
The Copilot OS leak adds context there. A leaked video showing Microsoft's prototype Copilot OS, an operating system with AI agents natively integrated rather than bolted on as a feature, suggests Microsoft's long game is to make AI the foundation of the OS itself. If they succeed, every Windows Enterprise contract becomes an AI deployment contract. That's a vertical integration strategy that antitrust regulators will eventually have to examine carefully.
Robinhood's CEO saying AI agents will match human traders is the kind of statement that should be interrogated rather than applauded uncritically. He means it as a bullish pitch, but the implication that retail investors will have access to trading infrastructure equivalent to professional quantitative funds deserves skepticism. Professional trading advantages come not just from execution speed, but from information quality, risk management sophistication, and the ability to move markets through scale. AI agents, democratize the execution piece. They don't automatically democratize the information and scale advantages.
Tech giants openly researching. AI consciousness is a story that might seem abstract, but actually has regulatory implications. If AI systems are determined to have some form of moral status, even a minimal one, existing frameworks for intellectual property, liability, and data ownership would need substantial revision. The fact that Meta, Google, and others are funding this research publicly rather than keeping it internal suggests they want to be ahead of the regulatory conversation when it arrives.